Good morning and welcome. Happy Easter to you all. Sometimes we start our Easter service with a call and response. It's not written on the slides, but I'll lead you. I'll say, Christ is risen, and you'll say, He is risen indeed. In the Greek church, you'd say, Christos Anesti, which means Christ is raised. So I'll say, Christ is risen, and you'll say, He is risen indeed. And we'll say it three times, getting a little bit louder each time. Ready? Friends, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thanks be to God. Welcome to our service this morning, and if you're joining us online, we welcome you as well. We're going to begin our time of worship with our liturgist for this morning, which is my wife, Julie, and she's going to lead us in an opening prayer.
Pray with me. Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, you have given the light of life to all the world. Sanctify this new fire and inflame us with a desire to shine forth with the brightness of Christ's rising until we feast at the banquet of eternal light. Through Jesus Christ, the Son of Righteousness. Amen.
Please stand and join us.
Jesus Christ is risen today, alleluia, our triumphant holy day, alleluia.
He did once upon the cross, alleluia,
suffer to redeem our vows. Of praise and let us sing, alleluia, unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia,
who endured the cross and prayed, alleluia,
sinners to redeem and save. To our God above, alleluia. Praise we eternal as God's love, alleluia.
Praise our God, ye heavenly host, alleluia. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Be seated.
There should be a prayer on the slides. Thank you. Let's pray this prayer together. Glory to you, O God. On this day, you won victory over death, raising Jesus from the grave and giving us eternal life. Glory to you, O Christ. For us and for our salvation, you overcame death and opened the gate to everlasting life. Glory to you, O Holy Spirit. You lead us into the truth. Glory to you, O Blessed Trinity, now and forever. Amen. And then there also should be slides for a responsive prayer. So we don't often do this. It's a little more formal than how we worship day to day at St. Andrew's. But I love these responsive prayers. It's a way for me to lead you with words that are printed for me that I didn't make up. And then there's a part that we say together. So it's kind of like a little, almost like a chant that we're doing together. O Christ, in your resurrection, the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia. By your resurrection, you broke open the gates of hell and destroyed sin and death. We say this together. Keep us victorious over sin. By your resurrection, you raised the dead and brought us from death to life. guide us in the way of eternal life. By your resurrection, you confounded your guards and executioners and filled the disciples with joy. Give us joy in your service. By your resurrection, you proclaimed good news to the women and apostles and brought salvation to the whole world. Direct our lives as your new creation. Let's be silent for just a moment and invite those words to live in our hearts. And I'll close us in prayer together. You can close your eyes if you like. You could look at the flowers or the cross. God of mercy, we no longer look for Jesus among the dead, for he's alive and has become the Lord of life. From the waters of death, you raise us with him and renew your gift of life within us. Increase in our minds and hearts the risen life we share with Christ, and help us to grow as your people toward the fullness of eternal life with you. Through Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.